Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Collingwood All on tax and trade issues in just a moment.
Don't know where to start with no-till? Want to make more confident decisions? Well, learn from experienced producers and soil health experts at the Beginning No-Till Producers Workshop, Monday, January 23rd in Salina, Kansas. Get tips on crop residues, rotations, equipment, livestock integration, cover crops, soil testing, and fertility. Registration is $100, sponsored by Arrow Seed. Then stay for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th. Register at notill.org.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. As the United States gets closer to the transition from Barack Obama to Donald Trump in the White House, one of the things that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Colin Woodall is most excited about is the potential of seeing the Congress and the new president work together in trying to do something about current tax policy. He says cattle producers are really excited about the prospect.
It is, Ron. Matter of fact, this is the one area where, as we look what the election brought us, this was an area we didn't really expect to have an opportunity to work on in 2017. But the fact that the Republicans maintained control of both the House and Senate on top of having President-elect Trump put in place means that there really is the opportunity here for comprehensive tax reform and to actually get it done. It's exciting on many fronts, but especially when it comes to the death tax. Even though we have made some changes in the death tax to make it much easier on most agricultural producers, we still don't have a full repeal, and we're not going to rest until we have a full repeal. We want to make sure that producers can pass down their operation, regardless of size, to the next generation without the burden of the death tax, and so that is very much in play. But also looking at some changes in the capital gains tax, and also making sure that we finish some of the work that we didn't get done last year in making bonus depreciation permanent. So we are excited about hopefully getting a very quick start on this. Our understanding is that both the House and Senate want to make this a top priority, so we very well could start seeing some action on this here in early spring of 2017 once they finally kind of get everything put in place, have the administration firmly in place, and really start running through all their priority list.
One area that'll be a challenge for the cattle industry with the Trump administration will be talking trade. NCBA has been a strong advocate for ratification of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, something that Mr. Trump has said, not going to happen.
Yeah, Ron, I think we just really focus on the facts. We have a very compelling story for all of agriculture, but especially those of us in cattle production, on what our trading relationships bring to us, the value that we have received, not only with our NAFTA partners, Canada and Mexico, but also with all the other international partners. And to be able to show that it has provided a lot of opportunity for us, not only the production side, but through all components of the beef chain, and that before he takes some radical steps to shake up NAFTA, he needs to understand the implications that that will have on beef producers and also our opportunities to ship product overseas. You know, we don't get the impression that trade is completely off the table here, but we do know that we're going to have to be very focused in making the case on why we benefit from trade and why we need to make sure that trade deals continue to move forward under the Trump administration.
NCBA's Colin Woodall, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. 2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.